Right now, all eyes are on the Gulf, Mr. Brady, the concern about how much damage Gustav can do, and for a lot of East Texans, there's a feeling of deja vu.
Yeah, our district was hurt so hard in Hurricane Rita. 70,000 homes damaged or destroyed, $1 billion of our timber crop. And this week, I just helped cut a ribbon in orange for a new building that has been rebuilt after Hurricane Rita. What we learned and what I know now is our local and state officials are more prepared than ever before to handle a hurricane. But what's clear too is a lesson we learned is that families and businesses need to be prepared to be self-sufficient. That's the first 72 hours. The ice, the water, the food, the emergency supplies, that's really our responsibility. And we learned that no matter how well government's positioned, those hurricanes skip around. So it's never going to be exactly where you need it. That's where we come in as individuals and as businesses.
Of course, this is the GOP's week to have their convention, but Gustav may be throwing a bit of a monkey wrench.
Well, weather permitting, I'll be going to the Republican convention. And I tell you what, people are excited. Republicans are excited about Senator McCain's choice for vice president. Governor Palin has a great track record. Independent, she tackles earmarks and ethics reform, which we all think is important. She is a mother of five, so she knows what a grocery bill looks like. She knows what it takes to balance that budget. And she's the only one with executive government experience in that group. So I think she brings a lot to the ticket. And I think the more the American public gets to know her, the more they're going to love that choice.
Everyone who's been clamoring for finally Anwar to get opened up, they have someone on the ticket who knows intimately how Anwar works.
Well, you do. You have an independent governor who understands energy. And while others may talk about making America energy independent, she's actually achieving it with her natural gas pipeline up in Alaska. Plus, she's already said that if Washington will get out of the way, she will allow and within 2 years create production in Anwar, which would help us, I think, send the signal to the world that we're serious about taking more responsibility for our own energy needs. And a final point with the governor is that she not only believes in more exploration, she's launched a conservation program in Alaska as well, so she understands we need to use less energy but find more sources right here in America.
We've heard already from some naysayers saying she doesn't have enough national stage experience, enough foreign experience. Is that necessary?
I still remember the day when we looked to our president to have foreign policy experience. Senator McCain has a ton of it. Unfortunately, Senator Barack Obama has none, and I think that's probably why they're attacking her.
Another piece of good news that we saw this week was the fact that we are actually seeing growth in the economy in the U.S. It's not obviously what anybody would like, but it sure staves off that dreaded R word.
It is. You know, we're making progress. The dollar is strengthening. And what we're selling overseas, what we manufacture here in America, produce here in the United States, we are selling more and more of it overseas. And that's almost half of our new economic growth. So thank goodness that President Bush and some of us in Congress have opened up these new markets to allow us to sell our Texas and U.S. products overseas. It's really saving our bacon during this economy.
And it's a time when we really do need a good economy because we need to be looking for that new source of energy that's out there and getting more of the traditional energy online. And a good economy is needed to make that happen.
Recently, we had a chance to meet with some of the oil experts to really see what the new technology is in our Gulf Coast, how they explore. It is amazing. Technology has improved so dramatically that they're able to pinpoint, to make it more accurate, to have a smaller environmental footprint, and to hit successes more often. But that technology comes with a cost, almost $500 million before they sink that first production well. So while people complain that some oil company's big, it may be they have to be to take that type of risk to produce the fuel that we need. As someone said, gas is about the price of a gallon of milk, and you don't have to spend $100 million to find a cow. It kind of puts it in perspective.
It does, and especially sometimes the governments forget how much they're getting of the profits versus the oil companies.
People tend to look to profits from oil companies, but those companies pay 2 to 3 times more in taxes to the state and local and federal government. And even more than that, they pour right back in to exploration here in the United States. So I think we ought to encourage more energy here in America, and let's quit outsourcing and offshoring these energy jobs like I'm afraid some people want to do.
And something that people do forget, that those of us that went through Rita and Katrina remember, the oil industry lost a lot of rigs, but we sure didn't see oil on the sands.
Yeah, the question if drilling is safe in deep ocean waters is over. Hurricane Katrina proved that. A Category 5 hurricane knocked hundreds of rigs around, no major spill at all, no environmental impact at all. So it can be done safely. It's a reason why we should be unlocking those deep ocean waters all around the coast of America, not just here in the Gulf.